from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That was whack. All right, we are back.
There was a reason. That was whack. Like, you get, like, given that's what that whack. Person had gone yeah. through, you kind of understand.
Well, yeah.
But at the same time, but, like, I clearly wasn't trying to be malicious.
Right.
Hey, this thing's coming up. Can we yeah. talk about it with you? And then just do not call me. I just laid into me.
The extras were a little much. I understand the situation a little bit, but the extras were a little much.
Can I say that I think the elevator music is my new favorite gimmick?
It's such a bit.
That's such a good favorite gimmick. That's a good call right there. I got to get that music put over here on the ESPN side so I don't have to switch stations every time we do that. But
that was a trip. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I ever...
Specter says Candace Parker hates Sacramento. You know, she never did respond to my text.
You should call her.
Oh, my God.
It's easier to ignore it.
Well, I did the ice... Well, yeah. All right. I could.
The move is...
The thing is, I'm not sure that she likes the person I can name drop, but go ahead.
Just have Jesse pick up the phone, put it on air, and just call her just cold on air. See what happens.
I don't think that's legal.
You definitely can't do that.
Yeah, it's definitely. I don't think that.
Because it's recorded and it's all sorts of.
They literally have to pick up the phone. Hey, wait, we're live on the radio. Just to let you know.
Hey, you know what's funny?
Joe Budden.
I've seen a couple of people throw names in the chatty house.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience with those people are that they're the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, everybody I see in the chatty house seemed cool. Well, one of them. I don't know about that.
Well, yeah. I think
you see the same one.
This one? I don't know. Is Michelle speaking at the... never mind.
What'd you see, Charlie? That.
What's wrong? Sorry, Charlie. What's wrong? Oh, it's...
I was just really glad that I escaped being badmouthed in that last segment.
Why would you be badmouthed? I don't know. You know, I mean, Danny was going down, and I'm going. Jesus, I'm next.
No, I don't know. No.
Not Charlie.
Although you know what? Now that you say.
No.
Yeah, Charlie's not on my
dog. Charlie O.
It gets a little dangerous every once in a while. You know, you gotta get under an
answer. No, you're the only brand manager who's not on Jesse's hit list, so you're in good shape. We don't matter. As long as you avoid the wrath of Jesse, you're fine.
You know why that is, don't you? I don't do video conference call meetings every Tuesday morning. No.
Tuesday morning, Monday morning, Thursday morning. It doesn't matter. Just
what's the scuttlebutt?
You know what was always so funny is when, because I would
love that people just walk in. This is the most ridiculous radio show in America right here.
Never look at the sign, nor do they care.
Just come on in.
That's what I was in there, and I'm supposed to be writing right now. I'll get back to it in a second. But
well,
you
better be writing. I'm going to tell you that right now. You better go. NinersWire.com, by the way.
We're not there yet. We're not on that yet.
And Dodgers Wire.
Nope.
Dodger
that's
Blue.
Not the site. Nope. Blue. Also not the site. That is a site.
What
but
is,
that's not my site.
What is it? 262? What's their little thing? The fans? 262?
No, it is.
Pathalonias or something like that?
No, it's Pantone 291.
Jackass.
That's a website?
It's whatever like their color group. Is, because Pantone is like the official color person or
and these little jackasses, they go around all these ballparks and take over the ballparks, and they put that little 291 Pathalonian, whatever the thing is, and I tell them, shut the hell up and get the hell out of AT&T Park or Oracle.
I love how you, when you do, when you get frustrated with it, you morph into your Austin voice.
You got to like really get into it, bro. It works. It works.
I like it.
He's got that like one. And then the one where he's talking like this. When,
that's Conspiracy Kenny.
Yeah, Conspiracy Kenny. There you go.
Yeah, it's just way too deep. Y'all don't even understand. Went over your head.
That's what it means. Sometimes it does. Yeah. Sometimes what happens.
So James hasn't responded yet, huh?
No.
James is probably...
James Matt, is probably Matt, mortified at the thought of... James might have just gone to YouTube. James Worthy might have just gone to YouTube to pull up the commercial because he forgot about it. He's like, why do they want to talk to me about this? He's like, oh my God. Mike, can you imagine?
Mike was cold, bro.
Can you imagine that commercial airing during the NBA finals?
Who was in the finals just now? If Tatum did that to Luka. Jordan versus Jordan Brand, right there.
I can't even think of players being in, like who did the updated Jordan Bird McDonald's commercial? It was Dwight and somebody. It wasn't Dwight and Candace, was it?
Oh, Candace feels
because Candace was McDonald's too.
Huh.
That's the one where
off the backboard through the whatever.
That's a good question.
That's the one, and then Larry's sitting there eating the McDonald's after.
Bird showed up at the end, didn't he?
It was Dwight and LeBron.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, it was Dwight and LeBron.
Look at LeBron's hair. Holy crap. Oh,
now I'm going to have to watch.
No, we'll pull it. We'll get it here. Baby face LeBron.
What is happening with the...
Is there anyone that could pull that off today?
LeBron, that is...
Kyrie. The McDonald's commercial?
Kyrie.
No, not the McDonald's commercial. The Let Me Disrespect You.
Oh. Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards does it.
But like... But
he
like
does it in the 81 commercial.
But like, so like James Worthy or like Anthony Edwards, like whoever his rival is, like get in here. Like we talk about like Bron being like better, whether or not, but like Jordan, I feel like has like, he's just a legend.
Now, I think Kyle is right. I think they tricked James Worthy. I don't think they tricked James Worthy.
There's no way that James Worthy was like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll bend the knee to Michael in this commercial for sure.
That's
LeBron
crazy.
Basically got an afro.
I don't even remember LeBron's hair being like this.
I don't either. But it's with it, like, look at that hairline. It's running
behind. Platinum. Nothing but nickel. No jump shots.
Why LeBron look older in this commercial?
Start there. Okay.
All right.
What was that?
Okay. I forgot how dumb this commercial
was. Bro, Kobe jumping over that car looks realer than this.
Did you see him dunk
it? This is terrible.
Did you see him dunk it, catch it, and dunk it in the same dunk?
It's absolutely mind-boggling that LeBron James looks older in this commercial, which got to be from like 2008, than he does today. Oh, man.
That was a great commercial,
Dwight was a monster.
The original.
Oh, the original was incredible.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then Michael, old Michael versus young Michael was a good one, too.
I thought that was a good one.
That was a Gatorade commercial, I think, though. That was fantastic.
In the newer commercial realm, the Christmas Day one where it's all the shooters with the bells on the rings.
Oh, yeah. And they do the song. Yeah, that was dope.
That was cool.
You know what was really dope that I wish we would have been able to see what it would look like for the finals, because I know they have more in the tuck, was the Kobe LeBron puppets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love those commercials.
Those were some
I love.
Some
cool. Where are you going?
To work.
Oh, okay. That's fine. NinersWire.com. This is arguably my favorite right here.
Don't I know you? Nice shoes.
I had the poster and everything.
Those came out like a girl.
You sure we haven't met before? Now, where's that Tour de France thing? Nice shoes.
Those,
I knew I should have taken the right turn at Albuquerque. Have you ever been to L.A.?
Boat don't surf.
Boat don't surf. That's what you think, dudes. Mike, you all join me in the spot.
This is so good.
Where'd you put your college ball? What is he doing here?
I thought this was another Bono's commercial. Has anyone seen Bo's ball?
Look better than Tiger.
I know. Kansas City. Nice shoes.
Is Bo, is he in the category?
You ever play with Bo Diddley?
Of you had to be there?
Yeah, might be. Might be. That ain't even the one with Bo Diddley.
Jesse, do you think you like get a sense? Because you hear,
I think my gen, like people my age are the last ones who know about Bo, like that can understand it. I think because like for me, like if people would ask like who's the best athlete ever, like, I'd tell them like Bo Jackson or something like that.
He was a massive star.
But, like, I don't think my brother, who's 4 years younger, would know.
And he was a really big star for it to be such a short time.
Yeah,
what was it, about 4 years?
Man, was it even that? Like, what year did he get hurt? Well, yeah. He was a star at Auburn, though.
Oh, that's true, too.
He was a college. Huge star at Auburn.
Yeah, college.
And that was, like, 84, I think.
Yeah. So he's probably going about 7 years, about 84 to 90.
Yeah,
was it the 92 playoffs that he got hurt?
91 or 92, yeah, where I remember where I was. I remember the house.
Were you watching the game?
Absolutely.
I didn't watch.
I love Bo Jackson. I think I was in fifth grade because I remember my fifth, because everyone knew I loved Bo Jackson. My fifth grade teacher was like, hey, I don't even think I, Mr. Furkovich was his name. And I remember he said, hey, your buddy didn't look good yesterday. I was like, he'll be fine. He's limping. I remember him limping off.
That's crazy.
Holding his kid's hands.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll see what happens. And literally never played another football game.
And the tackle, and it didn't look like
it. Doesn't look like
but
anything.
But when they describe it on the 30 for 30,
He steps.
God.
And he steps, and because he's driving so far forward, pulls his hip right out. Crazy.
And he
never, ever, 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 never would I have dreamed that was the last time I saw Bo Jackson play.
That's
football.
Crazy, man. That is crazy.
And I remember how angry I was when the Royals cut him. Mm-hmm. I remember how excited I was when the White Sox picked him up, because I lived within like two houses of my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And they had cable and we didn't. Mm-hmm. And I knew what WGN was.
Yeah.
And so I knew I could watch Bo Jackson play baseball. And this could be my imagination. I swear he hit a home run his first game.
I think he did.
That could absolutely be wrong. But I swear when he debuted for the White Sox,
I don't know if that was his first game or in a playoff game. But it was a big moment one way or another. That's how I remember him doing all that. Johnny G asked a good question, and he's proud. If that injury happened today, would Bo come back?
Man, that's a great question.
He probably would.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I think he would. Although, I remember I saw, I think it was Penny was talking about, and I didn't know this, Penny was talking about the microfracture surgery. And he said, after they finished it, I knew I'd never be the same. Like, it was over. Yeah. And I didn't know this. He said they don't perform that no more.
That way?
I guess that way, or I don't know what they do now, but he's like, yeah, they don't practice that surgery no more. And it's crazy that they did it. Kind of.
He was one of the first, right?
He was one of, he had to be like one of the first two or three if he wasn't number one.
Like,
and then
NBA
Webb
players,
wasn't
yeah.
far behind.
Yeah, Webb wasn't far behind. That's the killer.
And now
killer.
They don't even do that no more because it doesn't work, and it just.
Well, this isn't a key. Amari had it. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Brunson had it.
Mm. Well, but even then, when was that? That was probably.
Yeah, Brunson probably had it in 2000. Six or seven, maybe. We need the Monarchs back.
We
we'll come back. Wow, that was fun.
What'd you do at work today, guys? Oh, we watch commercials. What a bunch of jerks we are.
We text James Worthy about a commercial from 30 years ago. What'd you do at work today?
You better eat your Wheaties.
Well, since we're down the road of...
So I'm going to tell Alan next time I see him.
Alan who? Wow. You see that?
Dang. Wow. Casey's acting different today.
Wow. That's my boy, man.
He got a tank top on.
Yeah, usually it's different. Not Casey. Usually Casey tries to instigate.
Nah, D-Lo and Debo coming up here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN.
That's my boy, man. Come on, that's my boy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I wonder who the best athlete golfer is. Tony?
Like,
Romo was really good.
Yeah, Romo's really good. Steph Curry's really good.
Steph's really good, yeah. You know who was really good? He's probably still really good now. Is Darren Williams.
Mm.
Darren Williams was really good.
The basketball player?
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
boxer,
he was a really good. Is he really?
Just knocked out Frank Gore's ass.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Tried to block those.
My boy Frank, he need that fade back, man. He need that fade back.
Oh, Frank. No, Frank.
I don't think
good.
He does.
No, you're
need
good,
it back,
Frank.
Man. You need another chance.
No, nah, that was Terrence Crawford, Earl Spence. Bro, you just go find someone else.
Did you see anybody? ESPN's ranking of the 100 best professional athletes since 2000?
I didn't get past 75, so I haven't seen the updated list. Can, before we go to the front.
Sorry, go ahead.
I will say that I've been thinking about this all week.
Okay.
They had some egregious names down there in the 90s.
Okay.
It's pretty egregious. And one, I'm just being fair here.
Mm-hmm.
Just being fair.
Of course.
I think Aaron Rodgers is at 91. Aaron Rodgers, you can make the argument he's the most talented before Patrick Mahomes came. But he was the most talented quarterback to ever play.
Big Aaron Rodgers guy over here.
Yeah. Well.
What are you doing with him?
No. What are you doing with him?
Are you speaking don't next? Are you about to rip your guy. Tank top off? Wow.
91 for Aaron Rodgers is a little crazy, though.
He's right behind Asia. Asia 90.
I think Asia should be hired too.
Well, Asia. I mean, we're at 24 years. Like Asia's year 7 as a pro. You probably go 3 in college, 10 years. Yeah, I mean,
Asia's probably she's a top 10 player in the league's history.
Oh well, wait a minute.
Like say she wins. Let's just finish this year out. I won't even give him a championship, but finish this year out, another MVP.
She might win so you take the championship away, she might win a gold medal, an MVP, and a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Asia Wilson, is she a top 10 player in the league's history?
You could probably do that.
You probably could find 10.
You could probably do that.
Like if we're really sitting down.
Like immediately you run through the comments, right? Cheryl, not ranking anyone.
She's better than Tina. And I like Tina. She's the all-time leading scorer, right?
No, I think Diana passed her.
Okay. No disrespect to Tina. Asia better than Tina.
That's a statement.
You think
it's close, but like that's where one of the discussions would be, right? Like, mm-hmm. So if you like Cynthia, Cheryl, Tina out the gate, mm-hmm. You throw like would you put Maya in there?
Yes.
Would you put Candace in there?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would. I'm thinking in relation to Asia. Do you think Asia passed up Candace?
For me,
and Candace was cold. Candace was cold.
She might have passed both of them. Maya's are one of my favorites of all time, but she's like her run was kind of short. She, you know, had bigger things in life that she went to do. Diana's
still above her.
Yeah, Diana's probably one.
Stewie's
up there. Yeah, it's tough. Like, and then you got. You know, like Yo's probably not top 10, but you mentioned her. Birdie, you put Birdie in the top 10?
I don't know. I mean, she's got the accolades. I don't think she has the accolades.
My thing with Birdie is always the same. And this doesn't mean that Sue Bird isn't fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sue Bird was never the best player on her team. Mm-hmm. When she went to Seattle, she had Lauren on her team. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know who Lauren Jackson is, my God. And then somehow they landed Stewie.
That's crazy.
And Jewel Lloyd. Like again, it's not to discredit what right. Sue Bird did,
right.
But it's crazy. Sue is one of one in the sense like she's a legitimate legend who will always be brought up in this conversation and was never the one mm-hmm. on her team. Because Lauren was a freakish scorer, and Stewie's just like she's not quite Wimby status, but like she's incredible.
Nothing you can do with her. I think Asia's ahead of Birdie. Asia's ahead of Birdie.
You'll get a lot of pushback for that.
She had a Birdie, but
it's compelling. It's compelling for me. Yeah. I didn't mean to laugh.
Yes. No, I'm about to say, come on, man.
I didn't mean to laugh. Yes, Asia. I would put Asia above Lisa. Lisa, there's greatest players of all time, and there's important figures. Mm-hmm. Lisa's one of the greats. Mm-hmm. She was at that jump ball with Lobo in 97. Like, mm-hmm. Her place in the league, like her as a figurehead, is probably even greater than what it was as a player.
Understandable.
Like she was a marquee name and face in 97, and that was really important.
Now with Asia, let's go on the other. She has a championship and an MVP. What is it? Three-time champion and three-time MVP? Does she have two MVPs?
Asia has two. Asia about to win. Like she's legit staring at her third.
Ooh.
I want to make sure I got that right.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2020 and 2022.
And one or two gold medals.
Two defensive player of the years.
That don't really matter for WNBA though, but
One gold medal in 2020.
So she about
she's staring at
second,
number two.
But that's separate from the WNBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, she top 10.
I mean, yeah, it gets really dicey when you start doing that because I think Bird has five.
Ain't nobody touching
Diana's going for six. Diana having six team gold medals is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah.
That's my girl, Asia.
I love that she's ranked above Aaron Rodgers, though. That just makes me so happy.
So look, feelings aside, is that a little ridiculous?
It feels like if we're
it's
being
like we made the
it
list. Feels
Rodgers should be like top 75 probably.
Yeah, that feels
I'd say top 50.
That feels a little low. Man, we ain't even mentioned Ketch.
Ah.
We ain't even mentioned Tamika Ketchin, who's got 97 Defensive Player of the Year awards. We ain't mentioned Sylvia Fowles. Ooh, here's a name for you. Elena Deledon.
I was thinking of Deledon. Now, I think Deledon was cold, but I think Asia is now out-accoladed her.
Out-accoladed her. Okay. But Simone Augustus?
You know what? I'll defer to you on that one. I wasn't really tapped in during the Simone Augustus era.
Simone was nasty. Simone might be, I don't know. This time,
I remember
too
more from LSU.
So I'm looking at ESPN did a, I don't know if this is the actual WNBA 25 and they ranked them. Mm-hmm. My rankings would not be the same as theirs. They have Maya at four, Lisa at five. They have Cheryl at six, Lauren at seven. We didn't even mention Lauren's name, by the way. Mm. Candace is at nine. Birdie was at eight. Sylvia's at 10.
Oh, man. I think that Birdie situation.
I'd move Candace before Bird, to be honest with you.
You'd move Candace Lisa. Out before Birdie?
Yeah, this might start. Let's just move along. Let's go back to Aaron Rodgers being ranked number 91. Who's number 92? Pedro Martinez. So it goes.
That's who I was thinking. Pedro, what? Hey, that's crazy.
Pedro's the greatest pitcher of all time.
What? Is that a shoot? Wait, really?
No, but for me, yeah. Oh.
Pedro's top 10 pitcher of all time. I mean, and I'm not counting the Christy Mathewsons and stuff like that in the modern era.
Okay.
Pedro was nasty, bro.
Pedro was fit. That's the other one that had me kind of perplexed. Pedro at 92? That's
92.
Pedro was that dude. They crazy for that one.
Well, let's just for fun, like Annika Swornson is 89. Roy Holiday is 88. Ronaldo Nazario, I might have got that wrong. I apologize.
Ronaldo. 87. Ronaldo, I think.
Venus Williams at 86.
Mm.
Kawhi at 85. Lauren at 84. Chris Paul at 83. I'm not even going to attempt.
No, go ahead.
I'm not going to attempt this gymnast name at 82. Cheryl at 81. And Andy Murray is 80. So that's the... They got Bryce Harper that far above Aaron Rodgers. It's a little bit wild. That's a little crazy.
That's a trip.
That is a little crazy.
Bryce Harper, I saw the...
Georges St-Pierre at 76, Aaron Rodgers at 91. I'm all for the Aaron Rodgers slander. Don't get me wrong.
I saw the other day Bryce Harper, they asked, what would be your... I think they said your Mount Rushmore of Major League Baseball greats. And he said Barry Bonds on all four pictures.
Bro... They got Harden at 67.
Come on, man. Harden was not better at basketball
again,
than Aaron Rodgers was.
I'm all for it. James Harden has literally won nothing in his life. And they got him at 67.
I'm with Dr. David.
That's
crazy. Do they have a horse in this list like they did that nonsense
that's
last
a good
time?
Call.
I think I saw a horse.
That's a good call. They got Shohei at 62. They got Candace at 60. Just looking to see if
this one's a little ridiculous. If I was Aaron Rodgers, I might slap somebody.
Okay.
They got Adrian Beltre at 52.
A lot of Max Scherzer.
Adrian Beltre in the top 100 feels a little I don't know. I'm not going to disrespect Adrian Beltre.
Hall of Fame. He's going into the Hall of Fame this year. I respect that, but come on, man.
They bought Barry Bonds at 38, but this is the 2000s. That might be okay. That might be okay. Oh, well.
2000, that's when he started cooking.
Now I'm trying to see who the highest ranked WNBA player, 34. Tamika Catchings is at 34.
She's the highest ranked one?
No, I'm trying to see. Uh-huh. Now they got Jokic at 26, Randy Moss at 27, Peyton's at 26. The computer's trying to shut down, and given the way the day has gone, that's pretty nerve-wracking. Go ahead and shut down in 2 hours, pal. They got your boy Floyd at 25.
Floyd, top 25.
Right behind Albert Pujols.
I disagree with that, and I think Kevin Garnett might be a little too high.
Diana Taurasi is number 21. Mm. Keep that in the back of your mind. Let's get Ramsey. Patrick Mahomes at 18.
Too low.
Probably. Mm. Ramsey, what's happening, man?
There's one for that list, but in that women's basketball conversation, one that always gets slept on is Teresa Edwards.
Teresa Edwards,
I wouldn't put her in the top 10.
She was cold.
I'm not saying top 10, but... Oh. Four gold medals.
Well, I'm about to say, cold. Did she play in the WNBA?
For like a year, for like 2 years.
Like the first year?
Okay.
Because the 96 Olympics was like her last one.
She played in like 03 and 04 because she played in the other league, the one that folded.
The one
that Yo came from. Yeah. WBL.
Who played over there? Jennifer Azy. Didn't she play over there?
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I just know that's where I think Yo came from.
Yeah. And the other one in this top 100 list that I'm baffled why he, in my mind, is so low. How was Usain Bolt number 9?
I was just about to say, he should be probably number 1.
Number 9.
That's who I would have had. I would have had him over Phelps.
So let's talk about that. So we got Patrick Mahomes at 18. Thanks, Ramsey. Is this Vegas Ramsey? He might have drove back. Who knows? Ramsey, where are you? I love that when Ramsey calls, it's the entire chat going, Katrina.
Even Katrina says that.
She does. Tim Duncan at 16?
It's a proper respect. I don't know if I'd have him there.
Katie Ledecky at 15. Steph at 14. Ronaldo at 13. Rafa at 12. Jokovic at 11. Hold on a second.
Is Ronaldo too low?
Hold on a second.
Is Ronaldo too low?
No, he's good. Where he's at?
I mean, he's that far away from Messi, even though they were like, they're 1 and 2 like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to have an issue.
I was about no to issue. Say.
No issue. No issue.
What would you say?
I couldn't find Roger.
Oh, yeah. He there.
Kobe is number 10. As Ramsey just mentioned, Usain Bolt at number 9. There seems to be an issue with that. Tiger Woo at number 8. How do you do? hope he can get some sleep. Simone Biles at number 7. Roger Federer at number 6. You talk about someone being too low. Let's revisit this list in about a month and see where Simone Biles should be. Man. Roger Federer at number 6. Brady at number 5. LeBron at number 4. Messi at number 3. Serena at number 2. And as you guys mentioned, Michael Phelps at number 1.
You know, a couple things I think. It's a list. You do what you got to do. For me, it's hard to separate or have that much separation wherever you put them. I don't care where you put them, but between Serena and Tiger. I feel like they should be closer, whether it's 1 and 2.
2 and 8.
Or something like that. Like, I feel Serena and Tiger should be closer.
So, I think when you get into the top 10...
It's a crapshoot, kind of.
Yeah, like I don't have a major, like, it's not like I'm offended by this. I got far more laughter out of Aaron Rodgers being 91.
They got them at 91. They got him 91. Come on.
While I won't fight for it, the one thing I probably would have done is switch number 1 and number 2. Mm. I probably would have put Serena at 1 and Phelps at number 2.
In the same vein of what I said with Serena and Tiger, it's hard to have that much distance to me between Phelps and Usain Bolt.
I understand that. I think
the Olympic medal thing might be kind of the separation.
I think that's the difficult part about that conversation, though. Mm. The sheer volume. Mm-hmm. Like, Bolt can probably win 2 to 3 2-4
right.
every Olympics. Phelps won 8 in 08 alone.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his number, 23?
28, I think.
Is it 28? Record, oh, my gosh.
28-time Olympic medal. Well, 23 gold medals.
23 right. gold medals, right. yeah. 28 Olympic medals, period.
See, but that, to me, and I mean, like you said, top 10 is just kind of whatever. Like, Rob Brooks says it all the time. I may disagree, but I'm not going to argue with mm-hmm. it, right? And that's, but this is where you got to also see, right? It's not just the stats. Like, I saw Usain Bolt. Now, I'm more biased to track than I am swimming, though. So that's where my bias is coming to play. Like, not that it's more important or anything else like that. I just enjoy track more than I enjoy swimming. So that's where my bias is coming to play. But to meet somebody in the middle, I would say, I don't know if there should be that much distance between those two. They should be closer, just like Serena and Tiger should be closer.
I understand.
They did all right with the list, though.
I enjoyed it. I really focused kind of on the top 25, and I never really looked at the reaction you got. Was my genuine reaction.
Well,
I didn't care who was 89.
It all happened because they started this on Monday, and that's when they did like 80 to 100 on Monday.
Yeah.
And I saw that, I was just going through that. I said, Aaron Rodgers.
I wasn't that interested, so I waited till it was done, and then I clicked on.
I said, Aaron Rodgers. Well, and I think I was – no, I was just as dismayed with Aaron Rodgers as I was Pedro. Both of those, like, I was like, come on, man. Pedro, he's a top 10 pitcher for sure of all time.
The strongest claim for the biggest jump, at least in the top 10, maybe even the top 25, because – I think this person has a legitimate case for one. Mm. It's Simone Biles.
Mm. Mm.
Like Simone, like I think with Michael Phelps, there's probably no doubt he's the greatest swimmer we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the greatest one I've ever seen.
Serena will be subjective. I think Serena will be more subjective than Michael Phelps. Messi, not going to pretend to be able to have that discussion. LeBron is going to be subjective. I don't think Simone Biles is the greatest gymnast we've ever seen as subjective. She's the greatest and the most accomplished in like what she may be on the verge of doing, or what she is on the verge of doing if she can finish the job, as Kobe would say, in a month is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
In that sport, it tops to me what Usain Bolt has done in his sport. And that's the difficult part is you can't weigh Michael Phelps's gold medals versus Simone Biles' gold medals versus Usain Bolt's gold medals. You have to weigh what they accomplished in their sport and figure out what is the weight of Usain Bolt in track and field versus the weight of Simone Biles in gymnastic versus the weight of Michael Phelps in swimming.
Bolt was 3 Olympics. I think it was 3 Olympics.
He was definitely 08. 12 for sure. 8-time Olympic gold medalist.
It might have been 4. 4, 8,
he won, 12. He won the 100 and 200. He's the only sprinter to win the 100 and 200 at 3 consecutive Olympics.
Because I think 4 was when he burst on the scene. And Phelps was what, maybe 4 Olympics?
I feel like he was 4.
And this is... Simone's
oh, wait, it's the one third? Everyone remembers.
Is this Simone's third or fourth?
Simone like Biles, 7-time Olympics, 4 Olympic gold medals. This will be her third.
Yeah, it's the third. Wow. Wow.
Which kind of seems unheard of in that sport.
Mm.
And she's still like the one.
Yeah. Facts. Tennis is an interesting one, too. The Djokovic and Nadal.
Well, that's the other, like, and that's why I was a little, like, mad for a second, because when they went Rafa, Joker, I figured the next one would be Roger, because I don't know how you separate those three.
Right. I don't know either. I don't know either.
20-time major champion, 369 wins, 8 Wimbledon titles, 103 tour singles titles. That's Roger Federer's accomplishments. The funny part is, if you go to Djokovic, you got 24 Grand Slam titles, 422 weeks at number one, 375 Grand Slam match wins. And then you just go to Rafa, 22-time Grand Slam singles champion. Crazy.
The thing about this for me that I always think about, because like I always think of like the what you're accomplishing, how you're accomplishing it in the setting, right? So like, for instance, people talk about Derek White, right? Like, just use an example, like, man, Derek White is amazing. Like, he's a hell of a basketball player, Olympian now, and all this other stuff. And they say, you know, they couldn't have won without Derek White, which may be true, but they really couldn't have won without Jason Tatum. Because if Derek White had to deal with all the things that Jason Tatum has to, I don't think he'd be able to do what he could do. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I say that in this context of, think about tennis, right? Tennis compared to basketball. How many, like, great tennis players are in that pool compared to great basketball players? So LeBron has to go through, you know, 20 Hall of Famers every year to get to his championships, where the tennis players might have to go through 4. You know what I mean? So like, it's, I don't want to say it's easier, because I'm not trying to disrespect them. Well, but it's just different.
Yeah, but so my argument would be, in the basketball world, there's no Bobby Hansen. you know what I mean? Like,
wouldn't have happened without Bobby
And I joke, but like, there's no teammates. So yeah. If Serena's having a bad day, she's having a bad day. And I wanted to bring Tim's. Where's Tim? Tim said something. Tim wrote, Tiger won a U.S. Open with a broken freaking leg. And Tim's right. And it dawned on me, like, 2008, that's Rocco, U.S. Open, it's Wimbledon, it's like one of the greatest sports stretches ever. But help me out here. Prior to whenever that moment was, a couple of years ago, wasn't that Tiger's last major victory?
I think so.
The other one, and I don't remember if we were on the air when that moment with Tiger happened, but
the car accident?
No, not the car accident. Oh, he won a major, didn't he?
I don't think we're, no, because I was.
He won something.
Yeah, no, he won not the Masters, maybe the U.S. Open.
Okay.
We weren't on there because I was at the other house.
Okay. Yeah. So, but 10-year stretch, yeah. maybe a little less. He's missed a lot of years in the 2000s.
Right.
But I guess he was so dominant from 2000 to 2008, like, he's got to be.
And I know you weren't comparing the two, Tim, but Serena won a major pregnant.
Yeah. That's There's crazy. No Bobby Hansen to help Serena. Yeah, no.
Bobby Hansen was not pregnant. That's the title of the show.
Bobby Hansen was not pregnant when he came in and dragged Michael Jordan to his second NBA championship. As told in the VHS release airtime. One day we should just do a watch along and a watch airtime together.
That's on our Patreon.
Yeah, watch airtime together. We'll come back. Oh boy, Pilo set to join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
Put me on slump.
Yes, indeed. And we'll just have more fun, man.
I want to. The media rights joint.
Yeah.
Because I need somebody to just come.
We will not go quietly into the night, as the president on Independence Day said.
Just aliens, get these guys.
We'll explain with D'Lo and Casey returning here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. 916-909-1320. Let's get to our man, Chi-Town, Chicago. What's up, baby?
What's happening, man? I ain't hollered at y'all in a minute. What up, though?
Thought you didn't love us no more.
What's good, man? Where you been, man?
I've been working, man. I work at the U-Haul on Broadway, so
okay,
you know, be doing my little work thing and keeping the AC on and the trucks on the side, and y'all radio station be on all
my
day.
My man,
dog, I appreciate it. Put it on all the U-Hauls too,
the y'all station. So, but yeah, man, I just, you know, I listen to y'all every day, man. Y'all like my woosah.
Well, I'm with it.
Straight up,
shout out, man.
But, so, yeah, the Kings, man, just comment on that a little bit. I like the DeRozan pickup. I like if Monk start, maybe Keon Ellis could come in and fill his, you know, fill that six-man role or however that's going to go. I'm hyped about the Kings this year, hyped about the Niners this year. Can't wait for everything to get started and get going. And you already know I got to call you because I got issues about, you know, my relationship. So y'all hear me out real quick. So maybe some.
The love doctor is here. What you need, big dog? What you need?
But I work and I hustle on the side. You know, I do my ices. I cook nachos and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm in the streets all the time trying to get me some money. So my girl be mad because I'm always gone. Like, you know, but if I'm laid up with you and ain't got no half on the rent money when rent is due, then it's a problem too.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to balance being in the streets, trying to, you know, make something happen, be positive and productive, spend time with my girl. Mm-hmm. So recently, why do women like hot ass showers, for one? So
okay.
I tried to do that.
Well, what's wrong with the hot shower?
Not enjoying.
Come on.
You got to trust me when I slide them down, bro.
Come on. Hey, come on, man. Come on.
We might need to take a break from the phones, bro.
All right. You heard Jesse. Phones are done.
Y'all were the wild old
phones are done.
It started with that real, the real dudes at Sacramento. Has been chaos since.
Is Chi-Town on the real brothers in Sacramento?
Well, the fact that he had to ask that question, no.
We're at work, by the way.
Like, how do I even... Yo, my HR rep is 10 right feet from me.
Right there.
This is work.
We might be on in the office.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Kim had a...
Wait, all right. Came back. Oh, I never get a chance to listen to D-Lo and KC. Turn it up, Karosh. Then Chi-Town comes in saying that.
No, it's cool. Let's just... This work. Shout out Kehlani.
Oh, man. Shout out Kehlani. Big ups to her. But, yeah.
Okay.
But well, I will say this, though.
Yep.
There ain't nothing wrong with a hot shower.
No. Like, I'm sorry, Chicago, do you want a cold shower?
Yeah, nah, man.
No, let's address the there's got to be a work. There's got to be a work-life balance. Mm. It's difficult. I don't always do the best job of following that, and I understand it's easier said than done, man, but... You've got to find that.
Yeah,
you've got to close the computer. You've got to walk away from D'Lo and Casey. You got to walk away from whatever your job is. I tell the final boss, Stacey Kaufman. She loves the Mamba mentality and Kobe and all of that stuff. And I do too, like we all do, right? The Mamba mentality is a sickness. Like we joke all of the time about Jokic.
Yeah.
How Jokic just wants to go home and be with his horses.
Yeah.
That's the right way to live. Be great at your job and then leave your job behind. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. You don't. Not, we know Kobe and LeBron and Mike because mm-hmm. they're very, 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 very unique.
Yeah.
Like more if more people look how happy Jokic looks. Jokic getting stretched and all of this stuff, getting ready for the Olympics. He's watching his horses. He's got like, you know, the horse nanny cam and he's watching his horses at home. Yeah. Like, man, that's try to live more like Jokic and less like Kobe.
Well, look, how about this though? Kobe, while he was playing, had to do what he had to do. But did you see how much he was able to smile when he was done and could hang with
man.
His daughters?
Yeah.
And he could just be mm-hmm. with them. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I thought he had said like when he retired, he's like he didn't miss basketball or something like that, or he didn't miss like his career. So to
yeah, because he didn't.
I'm enjoying, I'm spending time with my daughters. Like, I love this.
I think sometimes, not that you can't, like, miss something. Like, oh, I miss doing this every day. I think a lot of reason people miss stuff is like, yeah, I could have done it this way. Mm-hmm. Could have done something different. I guarantee you there isn't a stretch of Kobe Bryant that thought, I should have done something differently. Mm-hmm. Like, he walked away knowing I did everything that I possibly could. And that's tough, because that's a weight on Vanessa. Mm-hmm. That's a weight on his kids. That's a weight on the people who help him. And they all contributed to him getting to where he got to, because they put up with that. And that's tough.
The guy wouldn't come home sometimes. He got a condo.
That's right.
At the Ritz-Carlton.
Yep.
So he wouldn't have to go home sometimes.
Because he did not live close.
No.
His house was not close to downtown Los Angeles.
Right. But he's like, man, if I'm going to get this working, I'm going to get the treatment and all this other stuff.
Get my proper sleep. I'm going to go over to this Ritz-Carlton, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Go to sleep and then go to the game.
That's it. So it's one of those things I tell my son about it right now, and I just say, look, if you want to make it to a certain level, there are sacrifices that you're gonna have to make. Like, you can't hang out with your friends. Think about anybody that's great that you can think of. First two that came to my mind are Kobe and Barry Bonds, and they both talk about, like, I didn't have a lot of friends. Basketball was my friend. Baseball was my friend. I didn't have time to go hang out and all this other stuff. I tell them all the time, I said, me, I was really, really good. I was really good. But there were times when I just wanted to go hang out with my cousins. I wanted to go to the party. I wanted to go hang out. And I was able to have those experiences. What happened was, that's part of the reason maybe why I didn't make it, but I have different experiences. So sometimes you gotta choose. I'm not telling you to be a sociopath and never hang out with your friends or anything else like that, but there's gotta be a balance to that if you have goals as well. So,
and the tough part is, though, with that advice, is there's a difference between hanging out with your friends and being a husband or a good boyfriend or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's a difference in those two.
Yeah.
One will wind up with you alone if you don't manage it correctly.
That's facts.
And that's tough. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of life's hard, man. I know everyone knows the line, handle hard better, but there was a great line before that a lot of people ignore. You have to pick which hard route you want to go. I'm editing this because I'm not, after the last 10 minutes we've had, I'm not going to quote the exact line. But, like, this route is hard. Yeah. This route is hard. This route is hard. There's no easy route for you. So which difficult route are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all difficult in their own different ways.
I agree 100%. That's much better than the other Coach K saying, I want people that are tough like their mothers.
He said that?
Yeah. What? It was like a motivational thing. Like, they clipped it the same way as a motivational thing. And I get
No, it. Listen to me. No, hear me out.
I get what he was saying, but it didn't have the same impact as handle hard better. He was saying, like, he grew up and he never saw his mom sick, right? Like, they were growing up, and if he had to get to a practice or whatever, she took him. It wasn't like, oh, I'm under the weather today, I can't go, or I'm tired today, I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Just got it done. And he's like, a lot of your mothers, I know them, I've talked to them, I've heard your story. They were the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they didn't get tired. That didn't mean they weren't sick, you know, had the flu or a cough or anything, but they were tough enough to work past all that and do what they had to do for you and the family.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, be more like your mother, be tough like your moms. I was like, okay, I get the point. That doesn't really motivate me. That doesn't really motivate me.
That's why Duke needed to go find a new person to give motivational speeches. That's one of the reason I love that speech so much is, like, you gotta, I don't even know what to do with I gotta hear this speech in its entirety. I don't even know what to do with what Coach K said.
I listen, Mike Krzyzewski. I get the concept, and that's a good point. You're right. My mom was tough, but I don't know. It's not handle hard better. It doesn't motivate me.
Well, it's better than a guy saying, I did ask my mom to marry me once, like we heard on a video that was sent to us yesterday. We got a greatest hits collection sent to us yesterday.
Oh, man,
it was wild.
We both got it sent to us, but I didn't open it up at first. And then I heard it. I was like, oh, I know who that is. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Robert's old interviews age exactly as you'd expect them to.
Oh, man.
Exactly as you'd expect them to.
Oh, boy.
Well, good luck, Chicago.
Hey, man.
I was excited leaving the Golden One Center one day. Ran into Chicago.
Oh, I never met Chicago.
Right outside the Golden One Center. It's because you don't leave at the beginning of the fourth quarter, so you didn't get to meet him. But yeah, that was a pleasant surprise.
Shout out Chicago.
And good luck. As Casey said, I don't know if going for a walk is the move today. That could be a little tough. Maybe make a little
It doesn't have to be expensive.
Come out to concerts in the park.
Come out to concerts in the park. The whole point, it doesn't have to be expensive. Sometimes they just want your time. Now, you can't always be cheap, but.
Well, sometimes you got to go to SR Prime.
Hey, that's what you got
to
do.
Drift over to the humidor right after.
Ups to SR Prime. I was thinking about our live show before the Niners game last night, man, and I'm like, it's going to be lit.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be something. Yeah, we're going to have two live shows in pretty close order with the live show that appears to be happening on August 21st and then September 9th at Sky River Casino. Little stop, maybe a little victory cigar at the humidor if the 49ers go 1-0.
I'm going to be champagneing and campaigning that day. Damn, I got to work the next day too, though.
Yeah, it is a Monday.
You remember the last time we watched the 49er game at Sky River when they were playing the Giants?
Yeah, hating ass Ramsey.
But I didn't even get a chance to enjoy that one because I had to leave.
Did you leave early?
Yeah.
I remember you were getting hyped up at the beginning.
I was, but I had to go. It was my wedding weekend, so I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now I'll just be posted.
You had to prep the lake. Oh, no, that was the baby shower. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Either way, I don't have a lake.
The baby shower. Jesse.
He doesn't like to call it a lake. Casey's my friend, whatever. It's not a lake.
I don't have any body of water.
Body of water, though.
I don't have any water at the house.
I can jump in there, and it'd probably take me 10 minutes to swim from end to end.
This man Casey said, I don't have any water at the house.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.